baseball. Jim, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm good. It's also friends of UVM baseball and softball.
Sorry. Oh, my gosh. That's like an incredible faux pas, especially since you have a softball player sitting right here with you.
I do. Katie Sisson is here. She was here in 2009 when baseball was, suspended, and softball was suspended. And she's part of our friends of UVM baseball and softball. And it was a pretty devastating situation when she was Katie was a junior, when softball and baseball were suspended. And we were trying to bring it back. We got a number of students here today, had a resolution read by the House of Representatives, overwhelmingly, unanimously supported by the members of the House.
What's it going to take to get it back?
Well, it wouldn't take a lot, because Centennial Field, if anybody out there has ever been to Centennial Field the last couple of years, because Ray Pico put $2 million of his own money into it, so it wouldn't take anything for a field. The softball field would have to be built, because they bulldozed that down in 2010. It would take some money from the athletic department, and there is money, we think, in the athletic department for these two sports.
Okay.
And the trustees would have to approve of it also.
Well, the trustees would have to approve of it?
Well, I think that it would go, the athletic department would recommend it to the trustees, and they would hopefully give it, if the athletic department supported it, then I think it would happen, yeah.
Okay. So obviously this was done to save money, because everybody loves baseball.
I think so. And softball.
And softball.
You know, baseball was played at Centennial Field baseball was played at UVM for over 100 years, 122 years exactly. Played at Centennial Field since 1906. A high percentage of Vermont kids played. Bill Currier, when he was there for 22 years, had a winning record, 95% graduation rate. It was just a lot of good things about it. It was devastating for both of those sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me, what was the impact of losing softball, Katie?
It was
like, were you in mid pitch when all this happened, or
it was just we were suspended just before we left for our first spring break trip. So it was really hard to wrap our heads around that first day, and then we were due to leave. So it definitely made it really hard for the rest of the season. That, and I had a number of friends on my team that left UVM to go to other schools so they could play.
Oh, really?
Okay. So I lost a number of friends. I chose to stay. I had one more year to graduate, and so I chose to stay. Plus, I am a Vermonter, and I like it here.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose to stay and finish my education.
So, Jim, what do you want the public to do?
Well, speak to your legislator. There are 9 legislators that are on the UVM Board of Trustees, and actually 8 of the 9 signed on to this resolution that was read today. Talk to the legislators. Maybe talk, if you know some trustees that are on the Board of Trustees of UVM, talk to them. It would not cost the state anything, and we think there's money there, or we could certainly fundraise for this program. There were the two of the 3 cheapest sports in 2009 when baseball and softball were eliminated. It's not an expensive sport. Almost half the team was Vermont kids. Katie, I know when she played in 2009, a great percentage of the team was Vermonters. And what's kind of sad about it is, as Katie said, many of the kids left. And there's 89 kids this last year that played baseball around the country, really. 9 of them played in Division I, and they could have been playing at UVM, at least I think so.
You say there's no additional money needed. I'm not understanding this. Then why was the program cut if there's no money?
Well, then they needed to cut $1 million from the budget, and so they took 2 sports, baseball and softball, non-revenue sports, but hockey's the only one that's sport that makes money. But the athletic budget from 2009 went from $15 million to $18 million, over $3 million more. And there certainly could be, if every sport took a little bit off their budget, certainly could be funded at $3 million. It shows that, there is growth now. The economy's better, and we think there would be money in the athletic department for that.
Where do people find you on the web, Jim?
If you go to Friends of UVM Baseball and Softball, but it's friendsofuvmbaseball.com. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck.
Yeah.
All right. That's the final batter for today, I guess. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll come back and join us same time, same place on Monday. I'm going to be broadcasting from Burlington. There's a conference that's going to be talking about power issues. That'll be topic number one coming up on Monday. Have a great weekend. This is FM 96.1 WDEV Warren, broadcasting from the top of Sugar Bush, FM 96.5 in Barrie and Montpelier, 101.9 in the Northeast Kingdom, and the flagship AM 550 WDEV Waterbury Montpelier News is coming your way next.